growing up in an area where you have to drive many, many miles to get to your final destination.
Our mother taught us at a very early age how to sing, so we would be occupied, or rather, not fight. So we thought, what better way to tell you about our brother than with a song?
Riding horse, playing cards, having fun, driving cars, that's our brother. Oh, his room is a mess, but his hugs are the best, that's our brother.
And your Central Region Vice President, Wyatt DeYoung.
Why is spelling so hard? I mean, some words out there just break every rule. You know the ones that I'm talking about, the ones that you begin to type but don't know what letter comes next. So the next step is to think of a synonym that is much easier to spell and just go with that. Who knows what I'm talking about? I like to think I've gotten better at spelling, but there was once a time that the phrase spelling test would spark panic into me like a three-legged cat with a bad cough in the middle of 11 Doberman pinchers. It was the third grade. I walked downstairs for my spelling lesson. Yes, I was homeschooled for 9 years of my life, which meant class in my pajamas and the cafeteria food was mighty tasty. I sat down for my lesson. Okay, Wyatt, you can do this. Words are not that scary. Then it happened. My mom began to speak. The word is coarse. Can I have the definition? The act of moving along a path from point to point. Well, it sounds like horse, course. C-O-R-S-E, course. That is how I spelled it for the first 3 weeks. Yep, you heard me right. 3 weeks. I was never the sharpest quill on the porcupine. Anytime I got that word wrong or any other word, my mom would make me practice it over and over and over until I didn't have to think about it for the rest of the day. After 21 days, I miraculously discovered that course had a U in it. I was so discouraged that year, I just accepted the fact that I would never be good at spelling. My assignments would always have mistakes on them. I would never get an A in spelling. And that was fine by me. So what if I couldn't spell? It's not like it's that big a deal. But that is not how my ma saw it. My ma pushed me and expected me to learn not only this word, but so many others. She kept me working towards improvement, and I am proud to tell you that course is spelled C-O-U-R-S-E. How many times do we just accept reality and decide for ourselves that we'll never be good at something, or come to expect a certain level of performance from ourselves and never even imagine going beyond that point? We settle. On the flip side, how many of us have people in our lives, like my ma, that never lower their standards for me and push you to do more than you thought you could reach? They set standards for us higher than the standards we set for ourselves. We have all worked to be better in some area of our life, whether that be school, FFA, sports, or friendships. But do we always push ourselves to be the best that we can reach for? Or do we sometimes settle for good enough or contribute the minimum amount of effort that others expect? Just imagine, what would it be like if we would all do more? What if we never settled for good enough? The cool thing is that most of the time, we can. When we give less than our maximum effort, we're not giving our best. This holds us back from doing mind-bending things or making epic change for ourselves and others around the world. These kinds of things are what we desire to do. Great things that require us to do more. We want to hit the game-winning shot, engineer the next great technology, find a cure for cancer, or even stop poverty or world hunger. To help prepare ourselves to make these kinds of awesome things happen, we need to believe and commit to two things. Believe that more is reachable, and believe that the challenge of doing more is worth it. Is more reachable? We've all set goals. We learned that in Leadership 101 freshman year. We set goals that we knew we could accomplish. But can we do more? Is more reachable? I found myself asking that exact same question when my last semester came to a close. It meant that summer was here. You know that feeling when you check out of your locker, walk through those doors for the last time in about 3 months? Freedom! Who knows what I'm talking about? I left school and went home, and I began to wonder what I should do next. I was still a little uncertain, and I knew that I wanted to do something huge that summer. But what? I didn't know until I sat down to watch some TV. Then it hit me, like a bag of show feed. A commercial about the Sioux Falls Marathon came on. Marathon. I wonder if I can spell that. M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N. At that moment, I told my family my new goal. I am going to run a half marathon on September 12th in Sioux Falls. Now, let's be pretty clear. It is pretty stinking evident that I do not look like a runner in any way, shape, or form. And at that moment, I realized that I had a fear. Pass out on the road, a phobia. The feat of running 13.1 miles in one setting seemed highly unlikely, and I thought it was flat out crazy. But I made up my mind that I was going to try it and just see what would happen. I kept to a long and rigorous training plan, from waking up at 5:30 a.m. for a morning workout to stretching my sore muscles for hours. Training for this bad boy was even worse than I thought. The clock was ticking, and before I knew it, it was just 3 days before the race. I woke up that morning and, you know, I have to go for it. If I can finish my 10-mile jog this afternoon, I'll run in the race. I can promise you, that jog did not look pretty. Drenched with sweat, tongue hanging out like an old dog, and I'm pretty sure it looked like I'd been stranded in the Sahara Desert for days. But I finished. And the only thing going through my mind was, this is on like Donkey Kong. I arrived at the morning of the race. I started that start line, and I immediately felt out of place. I mean, these are real runners. Look at them in their form-fitting spandex. Their nutrition packs. Of course, they're all skinny. And wait just one moment. Can you realize that people actually jog to warm up for a half marathon? I am not cut out for this. There is no way that I'm even going to finish. Ladies and gentlemen, the race will begin in 2 minutes. Oh, great. Well, this looks like a pretty good spot. Not too close to the front and in the very center of the crowd so nobody will see me. The race will begin. Runners, on your mark. Right, like people actually started a mark. Get set. Why am I here? There's no way I'm gonna finish. Holy smokes, this is really happening. 3 miles in. This isn't too bad. 5 miles in. Oofta. This is not a good idea. 7 miles in. How about that? The pain is kind of gone. 8.5 miles in. Wow. I may need to walk for just a bit. 12 miles in. Okay, Wyatt, you can do this. You made this far. Let's finish this. It was at this moment that I realized that this was possible. Yeah, sure, you betcha. Even though so many people doubted, and quite frankly, I thought there was zero chance of this happening. You know, Wyatt, you have only ever pushed yourself to do things that you knew you could accomplish. It's time to start pushing yourself beyond what you think is possible and actually find out what is possible. I am sick of doing just enough to impress others, or just enough to get by. I'm going to do more. I am going to reach this goal. After 13.1 miles, I finished! Looking back, I realize that more is possible, more for every one of us. How many times do we have the mindset that it's not possible, or I'm not talented enough to do this or that? Maybe you think you're too young, too insignificant, inadequate, or mediocre to do more, to do great and awesome things. Sometimes it comes from those around us. We have to do this simply because that's the way it's always been done. We can't do that because it's never been done before. There are countless examples throughout history of people that make us rethink what is possible and reevaluate what is reachable. Throughout history, what if we would have thought that we were at our limit? Maybe the Wright brothers would never have taken the first flight. Maybe Edison would never have invented the light bulb. Or maybe even C.H. Lane, Henry Grossclose, and many others would never have pursued creating the National FFA organization. These are people that believed to see what actually was possible instead of defining what was impossible. They believed in doing more, they did more, they found out that more was reachable, and they stepped up to the challenge. What about you? What more can you do? Well, it can be as simple as taking on more responsibilities and meeting those that we already have. Setting a physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual goal that you're not sure that you can reach. Not just doing enough to meet and complete our responsibilities, but grabbing hold of whatever project it is to exceed expectations. It's not a good word. I wonder if I can spell exceed. E-X-C-E-E-D. Exceed expectations. Just imagine, what would it be like if we would all do more? Now I know, doing great things is tough. It requires a lot of effort and can be hard. But deep down, we want to do tough things. We were made to do tough things, and we can do tough things. From wanting to learn how to play the piano, trying to lose weight, I know what it's like to fail. You know, that prospect of failing just makes me cringe. 2 years ago, I ran for national FFA office. Convention finally came around, and let me tell you, those months leading up to that point were definitely time-consuming, planning my life around that one goal. But it finally came, and my name was not called. I was devastated. I mean, I knew that that was the best and that my purpose was somewhere else, but I was crushed. I mean, I had worked so hard for this one goal. It had seemed like it had all been for nothing. You know what? All I tried to do to prepare for that was to become a better person and friend. The more I practiced, the more I interviewed, the more I met people so I could relate to others. All I wanted to do was make myself better so that I could be the best that I could be. You know what? I did become a better person. I was able to push myself beyond what I thought I could reach, and I was able to do more. I was reminded in a huge way that all effort, even failed effort, produces muscle. Effort. That's another great word. E-F-F-O-R-T. Effort produces muscle. And it's that effort that will help us do more. And it's the challenge that helps us build muscle. Now, the challenge of doing more is real. The value of doing more is real. Think back to those thoughts that we've all had. I'm too young, insignificant, stupid, or useless to do more, to do great things. Still feeling inadequate? Try telling Zach Hunter that he is too young, or that because he has an anxiety disorder, he will never do anything to complete his dream of ending modern-day slavery. At age 12, he first learned that there's an estimated 27 million people still in slavery today, and about half of them are children. By age 16, he has spoken to more than 500,000 people at live events, written 2 books, appeared on national television, gave a speech at the White House, and has become the global student spokesperson for the Amazing Change campaign that is working to eliminate slavery. Zach not only knew that he could do more, he saw the challenge ahead. Ending modern-day slavery is no easy task. But Zach said, "I can try, and I will try." He knows that the challenge is worth it. Or how about Connor, a 15-year-old boy that started an organization called Dry Tears. And it's estimated that organization has given clean water to more than 20,000 people and has literally saved lives. These are young, ordinary people just like us. They go to school, face daily challenges, and even eat the agriculture product that some of us grow. People just like you, who have deep passions to do more for what they know is right, and who strive to make the lives of others better. They did what many called impossible, and as a result, changed lives. They made life better for so many people. You know, it's one thing to push ourselves to do more for us, and that's great. It is still another to do more for others. There are about 6.8 billion people in this world today, all having a very unique purpose and special background. People just like these. People just like you. The person sitting next to you. At convention, in Indianapolis, at home or across the world. People that need more from us. Someone that will do more. Now, y'all know just as well as I do, doing more is tough. It requires great effort. It can be hard. Remember, We were made to do tough things. Remember, we can do tough things. Just imagine, what would it be like if we would all do more? What if we would love our family, friends, and those around us more? Spend quality time with those who don't have many friends more? Forgave those who did us wrong, even when they don't ask for it, more. Cared about all others above ourselves more. Volunteered our time, talents, abilities, and even money to make the lives of others better more. Dreamed more, worked more, or took that step and tried to do those hard things that can make a huge difference in this world more. Marathon. Exceed expectations. Effort produces muscle. It doesn't matter how small or huge our hopes for the future. We need to do more for ourselves and others because that is what is right. And if you ever start to doubt yourself and think, I don't know if I can do more, I don't know if the challenge is worth it. Think about Zach, Connor, all of these people. It's worth it for every one of us. It's worth it for you. Remember, let's just, as we move along our path in life from point to point, let's say to ourselves, of course, it's reachable. Of course, it's worth it. And remember, we can't spell course without you.
Stop worrying, let's start happening.
Philanthropy and blissful. Phrases like life and bacon, fighting jackrabbits, and yeah, sure, you betcha, fill your vocabulary, much like you have filled our lives with joy and laughter. You have shared your faith and optimism with every person you have met, not only across the United States, but across this great nation. Your impact has been written on the lives of students and will continue to be in the future because of your passion and love for agriculture and education. All in, love Landon, Riley, Shannon, James, and Tiffany. Our Central Region Vice President, Wyatt DeYoung.
Stop worrying, let's start having-